We spoke the other day, yesterday, the day before, about Shlichus Lekotin. That in the Mishnah, towards the end of Bava Basra, there are two Tanoim, Rav Lezer, Rav Shul, but there are two versions of what they said. So it's a little humorous, the two Tanoim and three Shitas. So one Shita is that there's only Shlichus on behalf of the Kotin, not on behalf of the Gadol. One opinion is only Shlichus on behalf of the Gadol, not on behalf of the Kotin. And we pass on the third Shita, Zochen Lekotin and Lagadol. The opinion of the Tanoim that there's only Zechiyah, Zochen Lekot, means Zochen Legadol, so the Rashbam learns Pshat. That Tana thinks that Zochen Legadol Mishleib in front of is only a Dinder Rabbanan, doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. So they only made a Takan on behalf of Ketanim, who need it, on behalf of a Godol. Let the person show up, let him come, and he'll be kind of the Matana. Why should I give you the Matana to be kind of for the fellow who's not here? He'll come tomorrow, come next week. And he'll be kind of the matana on his own. A cotton, a bada, so yeah, they made a takan on behalf of a cotton. The other tana holds the opposite, and he holds zochen legadol and zochen the cotton. So the pashta says, like Tosis explains in a few places, Tosis shitas as chiyah mitam shlichus, they say based on the Gemara in the first parak in Bav Metzia. So chiyah is considered as if you are a shliach for the other person. So just like if the other person would have appointed you as a shliach to do the action on his behalf, the activity on his behalf. Let's say the Avakanani would make a shliach to be mekabel shtashich on his behalf. Then it would be good. The Isha makes a shliach to be mekabel get on her behalf. The Avakanani makes a shliach. So by zochen le'adam shalifan, even though nobody appointed you, the Torah says you have a right to act. Schi mitam shlichas. He is considered as if the other person had appointed you. Even though there wasn't a minui, the Torah says that you can function as the shliach. So if he says chiyah mitam shlichus, then ain't chiyah lekotin. Then a kotin is not zecher, because a kotin can't have a shliach. The Gemara says in Ezel Neshech that there is no chiyah on behalf of a nochri, because ain't shlichus la'akum, so therefore ain't chiyah la'akum. So the simple pshat in the Gemara, that tzchia is considered as if the one is zeicher for the other party, as if he's a shliach for the other person. So since a nochri doesn't have shlichus, a nochri doesn't have tzchia. So the same ba'akotin. So we understand that tana, that the tzchia legodol and tzchia legodol. And the Gemara says we pass on like the third shita, that's zochen bein lekotin bein legodol. So that's the question, why is that? I but a kotin can't have a shliach. So why is a cotton different from the nochri? So the Gemara said the nochri doesn't have shliches, and it's not going to happen by itself either. That is going to, unless he decides to convert. That's a whole new story. But the nochri doesn't have shliches; he doesn't have schir. But the cotton osir lechlal shliches. In another couple of years, the cotton will become a bar mitzvah. Then he will be able to have a shliach. So right now, he can't have a shliach. Temporarily, he can't have shliach. But in principle, he's a gabra bar shliches, and therefore he does have shliach. So that's the two girsas in the Gemara. As El Neshech, the shliach is leislei, shchia mihu islei, or shchia midrabbanan mihu islei. So the two girsas in the Gemara. So we usually assume that zochen is a din d'araisa. We don't accept the first opinion in the Mishnah that zochen lekot main zochen legadol, because the whole din of zochen was only midrabbanan. They only made the takana on behalf of ketanim who need a little help. But on behalf of ketanim, there's no need for a takana. So they never made a takana. We don't accept that opinion. We assume zochen is their rice. The whole machlokes, whether zochen is their rice or their rabbanon, that's by cotton. Zchir lekotin. If zchir mitam shlichus, no shlichus lekotin, then there's no zochen for a cotton. The Gemara said there is, it's only made the rabbanon. The other gear says no, that word that the Gemara distinguishes, that the akum is loy osir lechal shlichas, but the cotton is osir lechal shlichas, that's a valid distinction on the level of the raisa. That the cotton, since he won't have to do anything, just time will go by, he'll become bar mitzvah, he'll automatically become a bar hochi of shlichas, and therefore he's called a bar shlichas now also, so therefore zchia even for a cotton is good minatar. Fine, so that we discussed. Then we mentioned yesterday there's a tesis on that daf in Ezel Neshech. The Gemara talks about Tzchia Lekotin, Tzchia Le'akum, the two girsas. The Tosfos on Adav says, what's an example of Ein Zchiya La'akum? A Nochri wants to give a gift to a Jew. He's not here, so he gives the gift to a different Jew to be Zecha for the other Jew. So the one is doing the Kinyan on behalf of the other one. They're both Jewish. So Tosfos says, Ein Zchiya La'akum. Ein Zchiya La'akum. But the Zchiya is done by a Jew on behalf of a Jew. Zchiya mitam shlichas, according to the way Tosfos says, whose shlich is he? Isn't he the one who makes the Kinyan is a shlich on behalf of the one who's going to be the Mekabala of the Matana? So they're both Jewish. So what's the problem? So that's what the Nesibis quotes, the Yerushalmi, that the Rishonim quote, that when you appoint a shlich, you have to be the Bala Momin. Shlich is Momin, so you have to be the Bala Momin. If you want to buy a house, and I want to sell a house, I can make a shlich and you can make a shlich. I'm the Bala Momin on the house. I have the buy list. You have to be a Bailim on the action to be able to appoint the shliach. Now, I'm a Bailim on the house. I have the right to appoint the shliach to represent me. You're the Bailim on your money, whether you want to pay, how much you want to pay, when you want to buy it. So you're the Bailim on the money. So you have the ability to appoint the shliach to buy the house on your behalf. But what if I'm interested in giving a matana and you're interested in receiving it? So you call someone up, you say, please function on my behalf as the shliach. Can you appoint the shliach to be mekabel matana? You're not the Bala Momin. You're not the Bala Momin. I'm the Bala Momin. I can appoint the Shlech to give the Matana. How can you appoint the Shlech to be Mekabel Matana? So that's what Yerushalmi came up with this klal. The Shlech can only be appointed by the one who is the Bailim. Shlucho Shal Bala Momin. The Yerushalmi says, so what's by get the Isha? The get can be given to the Isha Bal Karcha. By Kiddushin, we understand you need Das HaBal and Das HaIsha. Each one has to agree. There are going to be reciprocal obligations in marriage. Some of them are deraisa, some of them are derabbanan. So the girl has to agree to get married, and then she can't marry anybody else, she can't live with anybody else. And the boy has to agree to get married. He's going to be mechuyev shek sitzvian, not after erisin. Shek sitzvian only kicks in after nisuin. But the thing that starts it, the thing that starts the whole thing, is the kiddushin. So you need das habal and das oisha, so they're both bailim. It's like I'm selling you a house and you're paying for it. So when the boy marries the girl, so there are reciprocal obligations in the marriage as it's going to develop into nisuin, it's going to be reciprocal obligations. So you need dashneihem. So each one can appoint a shliach. That's nicha, we understand. By get the isha, you can give the get bal korcho. So how is that possible that the isha can appoint a shliach? She's not a bailam on the kinyan. You don't need her das, just need her yad. But you don't need her haskama. So she's not the balabos on anything. The Gemara has a klal in Ksubis. Vilsa deisa b'shlichas, isa b'tanai. Vilsa deleisa b'shlichas, leisa b'tanai. You can only make a tanai on a maisa where you have the ability to appoint the shliach. So let's say, when you get divorced, can the isha make a tanai? You can give the get bal karcha. So she's not a balabos on the kinyan. It's a chiddush that she has the ability to appoint a shaliach. Agzeres hakasa v'shilach v'shilcha malam shabala is a shliach v'shilch malam shahu isha is a shliach. Agzeres hakasa, that's the Yerushalmi says, that's the exception to the rule, one and only exception to the rule that the isha has the ability to appoint a shliach l'kabol masaget, even though she's not the bailam on the gerishin. You don't hear a das. If she's here in person, you can give her the get bal korach and she'll be divorced. It's not proper. It's an avera. That's we discuss. Maybe it's an Avera Deraisa, maybe it's Avera Derabana. There's a Chem Derabana Geshem that you're not allowed to divorce your wife Bal Korcha. Her means a guy should drop dead. A curse should seep into his Ramach Evorim. So the word Cherim is the same letters as Ramach. Cherim is a curse. The Bezen gives a curse that the guy should drop dead. And if a person, Mishameis Ben Iduya, if they put someone in a Cherim and he dies, the family doesn't sit Shiva. Like Haruge Bezen, the Mishnah says in the head, Haruge Bezen, when they put to death with Skilas Reif Erek Vechenek, the children, their family doesn't observe Avelis because Babar Rishayim Rina, he died, he was put to death because of his Averis. So a person who dies, Mishameis Ben Iduyo, Bezen Soklam Misaron, does mean they throw stones, they put a big slab of stone on his Oren as they're taking him to be buried to indicate that he really deserved Skila. And that his death is like Haruge Bezen, and it says the relatives don't observe Avelis. So we know for sure that there's at least an Issa Derabbanan by giving a get Bal Korchai. And we mentioned a few times that, we're learning Gittin, we mentioned a few times that in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Tshuvas Aran, a very small volume, small sefer Tshuvas Aran, where the Aran thinks that it's an Issa Deraisa to divorce your wife Bal Korcha. But Minatara does not curse that the guy should drop that. He's not Chayv Issa for that. Not even Chayv Malkus. And with the Rabbanon, that's the Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom was before the days of Rashi, but after the days of the Gemara, after the days of the Tanoim and the Amoraim and the Goinim. Rabbeinu Gershom made a Cherem, a curse. So that's a Shalom. Maybe the Issa is an Issa Deraisa, maybe an Issa Derabbanon. So the Gemara has the Kslal, Milsa the Issa B'Shlichas Issa B'Tanai. So Tosis there in Ksubas discusses what is that a chok akzeres hakosav belitam that the parsha of Tanai. How do you learn out the institution of Tanai from the parsha of Tanai bnei Godim bnei Reuven when they conquered Abraham Yarden so bnei Godim bnei Reuven request that Moshe Rabbeinu mikna rab hayolav adecha. So we would prefer to instead of dividing. That's Rabban Chomishik. The original plan was they're going to divide Eretz Yisrael horizontally. Everybody's going to get a sliver of Eretz Yisrael and grazing land in Eibrei Yarden. A sliver and grazing land. So they said, we don't need the sliver in Eretz Yisrael. We need three times as much. We need more grazing land. Nikne Rav. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabban Shalom, he said, okay, give Allah Tanai. Em Yavru and Esatim, if they participate in the battle to conquer Eretz Yisrael, then the deal is on. And the whole chalukah is going to be differently. So that's where you learn out that there's an institution of Tanai. Without the Gzeres HaKosev, you wouldn't think that Tanai works. You would think you have no right to make a Tanai. Why not? Why don't you just say that it's a Mekav Toes? The boy marries the girl only on condition that it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow, the Kedushin is not Chal. So why don't you say it's a Toes? He said if it doesn't snow tomorrow, he doesn't want to marry the girl. So the Rishonim all give answers on that. It's not Midin Toys. It's Midin Tanai. It's a new Din. Tanai Milsa Achrita, the Gemara says. Tanai does mean that if it doesn't snow, there's no Das Kiddushin. There's Das Kiddushin whether it snows or it doesn't snow. But it's like Zeris HaKosuv. I added, when you sign a contract or when you rent a house, you sign a lease. So there's always fine print. So there are all kinds of conditions there in the fine print. And you got to read everything to make sure that you're not falling in. So that's a chiddush. Tanai milsa achrita does mean that if it doesn't snow, there's no das kiddushin. There's no das on the get. There's das on the kiddushin and the get even if it doesn't snow. Tanai milsa achrita, it's a clause, an additional clause. Not that if it doesn't snow, there's a lack of das. That's not the case. If I marry a girl, we sent that invitation that Rachel is getting married, and they give me Leah instead. That's Kiddushin Tois. That's a mistake. If there's a major mum, that's a mistake. But I only want to marry her, I only want to give her the get, if it snows tomorrow, if it doesn't snow, not. That does mean that if it doesn't snow, there's a lack of das. The Gemara has a lashon. It's a separate clause in the fine print. And the Tanai regulates the chalois, whether it's going to be chal or not. So that's what the Gemara says. Tanai, milsa deisa v'shulisa tois, it's not exeris hakosuv, that you only learn out the institution of Tanai from the story of Bnei Godim Bnei Reuven, and by the story of Bnei Godim Bnei Reuven, chalukas ta'aretz, but it's possible al yidei shluchim, you can do it al yidei shliach. So that's how they know milsa deisa v'shulichas deisa b'tanai, because the yud-based nesiim represented all the members of the Shevet. The Gemara says in Chumash, Kodesh Baruch Hu lists off the names of the Yudah Beis Nesim who will represent all the Shvatim to do the Chalukos Haaretz to make it into Kibush Rabim. So the Gemara has three, the Gemara in the beginning of the second Perek in Kedushin has three interpretations. Which din was applying over here? B'toras, what did the Nesim represent all the members of the Shevet? First, the Gemara thinks that it's Medin Shaliach. That they were the shluchim of all of their members. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recommended that all the people in the Shevet should appoint these people as the shliach. The Gemara doesn't like that pshat. They suggest the second pshat, not midin shliach, that some of the people who were getting a chelik and Eretz Yisrael were not yet bar mitzvah. Some of the kids were yisoimim, and they were ketanim, and they couldn't have a shliach. So how can you say the Yud Beis Nesim represent midin shliach? So the Gemara says, no, maybe they represented all the members of the Shevet, midin and midin zochin. And the Gemara is assuming that zochin lekotan works minatara, because that was the whole reason why they rejected the first pshat, that the yud based nesim represented all the members of the shade of midin shliach. Because how are you going to explain if it's midin shliach? But they were ketanim. Some of the people who got a chelik on it, so we decided them ketanim, and a kotan can't have a shliach. So the Gemara said, no, they represented midin zochin. So you see, the Gemara thought at least at that point that zochin lekotan works minatara. Then the Gemara rejects that also, because whenever you apply the principle of Zochalodim Shlevifono, when the person finds out about it, I gave you a gift to receive on behalf of Pliny. When Pliny finds out that he's not happy, he has the right to break it up. If his instinctive reaction is that he doesn't want it, so he breaks up the whole Zoch. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do with Chalukas Eretz Yisrael? The Yud Beis Nesim represented all the members of the Shevet, Midin Zochin. But then when they found out what they got stuck with, I got stuck over there. I got stuck. No, Iker Nichalei Behar V'la Nichalei B'Bikur. Iker Nichalei B'Bikur V'la Nichalei Behar. So you're going to say that if later on, after the Nisim did the Chalukah Sarit, some of the members of the Shvatim will express a displeasure, they're not happy with what they got stuck with. So to undo the whole Chalukah Sarit doesn't seem like that will work. So the Gemara says, no, must be a third Pshat, must be Medin Apotropos. So that's the question. So if the parsha of the Nesim is not midin tanai, so how do you know that you have the right to make a tanai? The Gemara says, not tanai. If it's not midin shaliach, first pshat was midin shaliach, second pshat midin zochin, third pshat was midin apotropos. So if you rejected the first pshat, that the unit based Nesim didn't function with Torah shlich, how do you know there's an institution of shlichus? So the Gemara quotes a whole bunch of other psukim. Abai hafrosh astrume, the Gemara in the beginning of the second Kedusha, later on Gittin a little bit, the Gemara quotes other Pesukim. Question is, if you reject the second Pshat also, that the Yud Beis Nesim did not represent the members of the Shevet Midin Zochin, so how do you know Zochin Lodim Shlavifonah works Minat Torah? So one time the Taka says it doesn't work Minat Torah, it's only made the Rabbanon, they only made the Takan on behalf of a Kotan, they never made on behalf of a Kotan, but we don't accept that opinion. We pass in Zochin Bein Lekot and Bein Lekotel. We hold that Tzchia for a Godel is their Reise. Tzchia for a Kotel is two Gerses in the Gemara, but Tzchia for a Godel is their Reise. So that's the question. Rav Baruch Ber asked that question. Baruch Ber asked the question in parentheses in the middle of Berach HaShmol. Yes, once the Gemara rejects the second shot that Yud Beis Nesim did not represent the members of the Shevet Midin Zochin, but they rather represented Midin Apotropos, how do you know there is a Din of Zochin? So that's a question, what is a din apotropos? That's a fundamental machlokes in Rishon. If you look in the Saktapita Talmudit, I think someone told me they have the machlokes on the first page when they talk about apotropos. First page in the essay about apotropos. So some Rishonim say that apotropos is a fancy form of zochin. Apotropos is zochin under the auspices of Bezin. Zochin is when a good Samaritan runs in and he does on his own. But when a good Samaritan does it under the auspices of the Bezin, then we call it by this, then we call it apotropos, and then we say that it's stronger. Even though every other zochin, if you're not happy, you can say you don't want it, you can break it up. But by the zochin that's done under the auspices of the Bezin, in Cain, makar Bezin yofe, you're going to say the Bezin doesn't have any cost. So basically, once you have a pasuk for apotropos, it means that there's a rule in a subcategory. There's a rule of Zochin, and then there's a subcategory of Zochin. If the Zochin is done under the auspices of the Bezin, then it's even stronger than Ein Yechalim Limchos. Okay, so if you say it like that, that Apotropos is a subcategory of Zochin, then once you have a Pasuk, the Yud Beis Nesim, it tells you that there's an institution of Apotropos, and Melet, it means that there's an institution of Zochin on a private level. A good Samaritan runs in and does something for someone else, and then there's a subcategory. If the act of Zochin is done under the auspices of Bezin, then it's even stronger, and we call it apotropos, but it's a subcategory of Zochin. That's a question. Another Rishonim disagree. They say apotropos is midin bailam, not midin Zochin. Nafkamina ledina, few nafkaminas, you gotta know where Kenyan Agav, a whole bunch of nafkaminas the Gemara has. Whether apotropos is midin Zochin, Apotropos is midin bailam. There are two days of the Gemara later in Gittin. Let's say the father of the family died, and the children are young, and they have farms. So you have to be mafresh trumas and maisus on the peiros and eretz in order to eat. So it says the apotropos only has the ability to be mafresh trumas and maisus on behalf of the children to eat right away. He has no right to be mafresh trumas and maisus on the stuff that they're not interested in eating now. So where does this distinction come from? Apotropos only has the rights on this and not on that. So the Rashba has two opinions over there. Does the apotropos have the ability to be mafresh trumas and maisus mikir adin? The one opinion is mikir adin apotropos cannot be mafresh. He's not a bialim. Apotropos is bedin zochen, and there's no zochen over here. So to give the assignment right now, they made a hefker bezna hefker, made a takana de rabbanon that the peiros belong to the apotropos. He has the right to be mafresh trumas and maisus. The other day in the Rashba is no mikir adin de raisa. He can be apotropos is midin bialim. And he has the ability to be mafresh, trumas, and maisa on everything. It's only the Rabban that we don't allow him to be mafresh on what the Yisayim are not interested in eating right away. So those two opinions, what apotropos and din bailam, apotropos and din zoch, are 2 days in the Rashba. Other Bishanim saw it explicitly. I think they quote the Shiltas, hold that apotropos is a fancy form of zochen. Zochen under the auspices of Bezen is a subcategory of zochen, and that's called apotropos. And others say no, apotropos medin bailam. It's a big machlokes. It's fine. So, by the Yud Beis Nesiim, the Nesiim represented all the members of the Shevet. So the Gemara originally thought medin shlichas, then the Gemara rejected it. So Tosis says, we learn out from Tanai Benegodim Neruven, we learn out the institution of Tanai. And the Gemara thought when they made the Tanai Benegodim Neruven, when they were doing Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that it was done by the Yud Beis Nesiim Midin Shlichas. So Tosis asked, is that where they learned that this Klal Milsa Deisa B'Shlichas Deisa B'Tanai, Milsa De Leisa B'Shlichas Leisa B'Tanai, can only be Matala Tanai if you are a bailim on the thing, in order to, you have the ability to make a shlich. Is it exeris hakosuf? It's exeris hakosuf. Taisa thinks it doesn't make sense. It should be exeris hakosuf. Can only make a tanai like chalukah sa'aretz because the chalukah was lemaisa was done by the acherim. It was done by the yud beis and saying like aydei shlich. It's exeris hakosuf. The li tam. So Taisa says it's on a tam. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. If you're going to restrict it, you're going to restrict the din, the application of the din of Tanai, only to cases that are similar to Chalukah Sa'aretz, arbitrarily. So you should say Tanai only works on Karka, because Chalukah Sa'aretz was Karka. Tanai works on Gitna, Kiddushin. Tanai works on Metaltalim also. So why should you restrict it? Why should you say Milsa Delesa B'Shichos Lesa B'Tanai? Why? Because Xeris HaKos, you're learning out from the Chalukah Sa'aretz, from the Tanai Begon and the Reuven, that was regarding Chalukah Sa'aretz, and Chalukah Sa'aretz was possible to do like the Shliach. So Tosfos thinks that it's not a chok, it's not a gzeres hakosuf, it's a svara. Why is it a svara? If you are a bailim, because the only one who has the ability to appoint the Shliach is the one who's a bailim. So if you are considered a bailim, that's what the Yerushalmi said, you have to be shlucho shel bal ha'mamon. The bailim has the ability to appoint the Shliach. The one who's a bailim has the right to make a tanai. The get can be given to the isha bal korcha. She has no right to express das one way or the other. It's an avera on the part of the husband, either an avera deraisa, an avera derabon, to divorce his wife bal korcha. It's a nasty thing to do. You married her. You promised to love, honor, and cherish her. So this is a violation of your oath under the canopy. You promised to honor her. And this is not, that's not considered honoring her. You give her a get bal korcha and you marry someone else. That's not right. But so that's why the isha cannot be, even though the isha can make a shliach for the kabbalah saget, that's a gzeres hakos. But the isha cannot make a tanai on the kabbalah saget. She's not a bailam on the kinyan. The fact she can make a shliach is an exception to the rule. But the klal usually is milsa disa b'shlichas disa b'tanai. If you're a bailam, that you have the ability to appoint a shliach, then you're a bailim hodanam, you're a bailim, you have the right to make a tanai. If you're not a bailim to make a shliach, then you're not a bailim to make a tanai either. Let's say a person will eat a sandwich. And he'll say, the sandwich should only fill me up let's say he goes to the restaurant and he buys a sandwich and he doesn't have any money to pay. So the guy said, I want to give you the sandwich. He said, what are you worried about? I'm not gonna pay you. I'm going to eat the sandwich a lot tonight. If I pay you within 24 hours, if I pay for the sandwich, it should be filling. And if I don't pay you, I should still be hungry. You don't need das bailim. If they put an intravenous, you're going to feel full. You're not going to be hungry. If the food arrives in your stomach, by hook or by crook, whether you stole it, it's not trying to make it tonight. I'm going to walk across the street a lot tonight. I'm walking across the street all the time. If it snows tomorrow, I should be on the other side of the street. If it doesn't snow, I should not be. What do you mean? You are on the other side of the street. You only have the ability to make a shlich, and you only have the ability to make a tanai if you're the bailim on the thing. If you're not the bailim, you have no right to make it. The Gemara said that's why by chalitza you can't make a tanai. By chalitza, the yavam and the yavama both have to have kavana that the chalitza should be matahar lashuk. So let's say the yavam wants money. You want me to come do chalitza? I want you to give me $100,000. But he's nice about it. He doesn't say, give me first the money. He says, I'll do the chalitza today. I'll do the chalitza ala tonight. If you give me the $100,000 within a month, the chalitza should be matah you. If you don't give me the money within a month, the chalitza should not be matah you. So the Gemara says, "Milsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai." Since the chalitza cannot be done like the shlich, therefore you have no ability to make a tanai. So that was a big tumult years ago. There were the Chelkas Yoyev has a tshuva. That was 100 years ago. Chelkas Yoyev has a tshuva. He writes that there was one of the major poskim was under pressure and he gave an incorrect psak. And he said, by chalitza, the only one that cannot make a shliach is the yavam, cannot make a shliach, because the yavam has to take off the shoe from his right foot. So if he's going to appoint a shliach, so the shliach's right foot is the incorrect, it's the wrong foot, it's not the left foot. But his right foot is not better than the left foot of the yavam, it's the incorrect foot. It's like a mitzvah shebegufo. That's why the yavam cannot make a shliach, but the yavama, the Yavama doesn't have to do the chalitza dafka with her right hand. The minig is that we insist that the Yavama should do because there's a toisus and chulin. And that chav from it out, there's a mishnah in Yavama says it's cholze b'smol chalitzos b'sule. If she did the chalitza on the left side, it's no good. Whose left side? So the real pshat in the mishnah is cholze b'smol. She took off the shoe from the left foot of the Yavama. Chalitzos b'sule and smuchach and the Gemara like that. So this the Teladika Taisus and Chulan Dav Chavim and Aleph, where Taisus has mamish the wrong pshat. Taisus says Cholze Bismol, she took off the shoe with her left hand. It's no good. So that's why when Machmer, when you do Chalitza, the Yivama, a lot of times they'll tell the Yivama, put your left hand behind your back and untie everything and take off the shoe with your right hand. Because of that Taisus, that Teladika Taisus. How can you say like that? The Gemara says, Gidemis, what if the Yivama doesn't have any arms at all? So Gidemis Choletz is Bishineho. If the only way for her to take the shoe off of the foot of the Yavam is by taking off with the teeth. So Gidemis Choletz is Bishineho. So you see, you don't need the right hand, you don't need the left hand, you don't need the foot. You do Chalitza, any part of the body. So that's what one of the Gdolim 100 years ago wrote a psak like that, that Milsad, that Chalitza, is leisa b'shlich, is therefore leisa b'tanai. Leisa b'shlich is the yavam cannot make a shlich, because since you need the right foot of the yavam, the right foot of the yavam, the right foot of the shaliach of the yavam, is not better than the left foot of the yavam. It's the wrong foot, it's the incorrect foot. But if the yavama is going to make a shliach, so that's fine, because by the yavama she just has to do the maisa chalitza. You don't require any specific part of her body. She can do it, leaving out that taisus in the chulin. That's a difficult taisus, because in the Gemara Yavam is a beferish. The cholz of the small goes on the left foot, doesn't go on the left hand. So the Chelkas Yoyev disagreed with that Adam Gadol, and he said, you made a mistake, and then he finally gave in. He said, you're right. But over the years, there were other crackpots who, Rabbi Moshe had a whole issue. There was some crackpot in London, and there was a crackpot rabbi in New York who was a character, so they allowed. Then they had a problem. the Yavam and Yavam sometimes lived on two different continents, not like today. You take off one day you're in Hebron, the next day you're in New York. So many people went to Hebron for Shabbos, Pasha, Chayisar. Then Sunday night, they were here in America. They were celebrating over here something else. Every day you can travel somewhere else. Years ago, they didn't travel so much. It was very expensive. So when you have the Yavam and the Yavam live in two different parts of the world, if you can make a shliach, it's easier. You send a telegram, I appoint so-and-so to be my shliach. Let him do the chalitza on my behalf. So the Gemara says, chalitza is leisa b'shlichas. Why? So this godly thought is only leisa b'shlichas mitzad the Yavam. The Yavam can't appoint the shliach, because the right foot of the shliach is not better than the left foot of the Yavam. It's the wrong foot. Like mitzvah shebegufa, you have to put tefillin on my arm. I have to wear tefillin on my arm. If I'll appoint the shliach, he's going to put tefillin on his arm. So his left arm is not better than my right arm. If I put tefillin on my right arm, I put tefillin on my leg, it's the wrong place. So if I'll put shluch shalom kamaisai, it's considered as if I'm putting on the tefillin, but I'm putting it on his arm. His arm does become my arm. That's a mitzvah shebegufa, is the wrong arm. So that's what the Chalkas Yoyev said, that's what Abchaim said, that's what the Rogatchover, every so often Abchaim and the Rogatchover agree with each other. As children, they learn together. But then when they grew older, they had different ways. But a lot of times they have exactly the same. So on this din, they both say exactly the same thing. Nilsa de leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. It's not a chok, Taisa said. It's mistaba. What's this for? If you're not a bailim, to have the ability to appoint a shliach, then you're not a bailim, that you have the ability to make a tanai. So true, chalitza needs kavana, achi iskaven hu, achi tiskaveni, you need kavana. But kavan is not the same thing as das. Das means that you are a bailim. Here you're not a bailim. The Torah says if you do the mitzvah of chalitza, she's permitted to remarry. It's not like a get, that it's a kinyan, or like kiddush kesev, it's a kinyan. This is not a kinyan that's matar. If you fulfill the mitzvah of chalitza, then she's mutavis le'nasa ha'shuk, but it's not with the korech ha'bailis that you have. So that's why neither, we assume neither the yavam nor the yavama can make a tanai. Milsa le'sa v'shlich ha'minyan, if you're not a bailim on the chalois, then you have no ability to appoint a shliach. So what's the story with Zoch le'adam shlegafon? So Tosis' opinion all over is, we'll have to discuss a little bit Tosis here. Tosis' opinion all over is, based on the Gemara Bar Mitzia in the first parak here, the Tosis has it. Atofis labal choiv. The Tosis writes on the third line that Tzchiyah mitam shlichus hukinim uchu parakam rabban tzir daf yudam and beis. So the very shi gemara Tzchiyah, that's how Tosis read the gemara. That Tzchiyah mitam shlichus. So Tzchiyah mitam shlichus. I give you the gift to be zoch on behalf of the fellow who's not here. So you act as a shliach on his behalf. But who appointed you as a shliach? The Torah appointed you. So that's what the Yerushalmi, that's what the Nesivis adds on based on Yerushalmi, that just like by shlichas, you have to be appointed by the balamomen. The one who wants to sell a karka is the balamomen on the karka. The one who wants to buy is the balamomen on how much he's going to pay. So each one has the ability to appoint a shliach. By Kiddushin, both have to agree to get married to each other, going to be reciprocal obligations. So each one can appoint a shliach. But over here, the balamomen is, I have the gift now. I give it to you, so I'm appointing you as the shliach. I'm the balamomen. I can't appoint the shliach on behalf of someone else. He has to appoint, but he's not the balamomen. So I have the ability, if it's l'toivasai, I have the ability to appoint him as the shliach. So that's why the Tosis says, I think it's quoted in Yoridei, in Hilchas Ribbis. This whole Tosis is our Nesha. It's a detail in Hilchas Ribbis. So if the Nochri gives a matana to Yisrael, that he should be kind of another Yisrael, they say there's no Schia la'akum. The Nochri is giving, the Nochri can't, there's no Shlichas la'akum. The Nochri cannot appoint you as the Shliach to be Makabal matana for the other person because you need Shluchas shel Bala Momen. And by Schiyam, Itam Shlichas, the Noisen HaMatone, the Das Acheres Makne, he's the one who's appointing the Shlich. Not that the Halacha says you become Shlich on your own. If there's Mammon involved, you need the Bala Mammon should appoint. So that's the explanation that the Nesivis gives why HaTofis L'Bachot Makrish HaLachem Loikona. HaTofes, because he's taking on his own. The Balamoman didn't appoint him as a shliach to be Zoicha on behalf of the other person. HaTofes he does on his own. So the question is, so why is it only Makom Shechav Lachem, even Makom Shelochav Lachem? Should also be no good. If you have to be Shlucha, if Zechim, Itam Shlichis, and Shlucha has to be Shlucha Shal Balamoman, that the Balamoman is the one, the Noisin HaMatana, he's the Balamoman. So whenever you Zoicha on your own, HaTofes means you're doing on your own. The Balamoman didn't ask you to be Koinit on behalf of the other person. So even if it's not Chav Lachem, why does the Gemara only say, if it's loy chav lacherim, then it is kona. Why? Whenever it's typhus, it should be no good. Even if it's not chav lacherim, take for example the following case. The Rishonim talk, there's a Chuvus Harif, talks about this. Let's say, the loy borrowed money for the sun, the moon, and the stars. He owes everybody fortune and money. Then he goes and he's standing by the ocean. He's crazy. Standing by the ocean, he takes all of his money, he throws it into the ocean. All the money's going to disappear. So someone runs in. I know I'm a good friend of Reuven. I know that Reuven lent them $1,000. So I want to grab $1,000 before he throws it into the ocean. That's HaTofes Labal Chayiv. Let's say he doesn't owe to anybody. He only owes to Reuven, and he's throwing all the money in the ocean. It's crazy. Throwing all the money in the ocean. So the Gemara is Mashma. HaTofes Labal Chayiv Lacherim Lacherim. But if it's not Chayiv Lacherim, it is good. Why is it good? But you need Shluchos Shel Baal Mamon. So the Rif has a tshuva. If you look, but the Rambam quotes this bit. HaTofes Labal Chayiv, so I think the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, some quotes say the tshuva is a Rif. They say that case, that the Loive is throwing all his money, all of his assets into the ocean, and whoever is HaTofes Labal Chayiv is Kana, that's a Takana with the Rabban. When HaTorah Taka doesn't work. When HaTorah you need Shluchos Shel Baal Mamon. The Balamaman has to give it to him and say, I want you to be kind on behalf of Pliny. And whenever you're Teufis, you're doing on your own, Mi'ikar Adin, there shouldn't be a din of Zochin. And the reason why we say there is Zochin, Mamakam Shaloch Avlachem, is a Takonim with the Rabbanim. Okay? The Pashtos, you usually say not like that. Where's this in Choshimish, but this in Kufhei? They tell you on the side, Sim Kuf face, it follows it, base. So if you look there in the Ktzais, Ktzais quotes a Pnei Yeshua. We'll talk a little bit about it. The Ktzais quotes a Pnei Yeshua who says, what's the reason why Tovus Bachal Makam Shachar Lachem Loikona? Why is it Loikona? So we said, the reason why is that you only say Zochin. If it's l'toivosai on behalf of the one on whose behalf I'm being zoicha, and it's not l'chayva of anybody, but if it's l'chayva of somebody, then it's not called zoicha. That's the pashup shah. Or the way the Nesiva said that you have to be shluchu shel balamamen. The balamamen has to appoint the zoicha as a shliach on behalf of the mekabel hamatona. But the guy's toifes. So if he's toifes and loichav lachrini. That's the Rif writes in the Tshuva. That's a Takana de Rabbanan. Takana b'chav lachrini. They never made a Takana de Rabbanan. So that's why you don't say Zochen in this case. That's the Poshup Shot. Either you say because if someone's going to lose out, it's not called Zochen. Or you say the fancy Pshat from the Nesiva is based on the Yerushalmi that the one who's giving the Matan, Oysen HaMatan, the Das HaCheres Makne, has to appoint the Zochen as a Shliach on behalf of the Mekabel Matan. So the Pnei Yeshua has a different, a funny, an entertaining pshat. Pnei Yeshua says because ein shaliach ledvar aver, because Tosfos says chiyum itam shlichus, and if this guy misaber al riv lov lo, he's grabbing his. The loiva has a lot of. The loiva owes money to different malvin, different people lent him a fortune and money, so. Whatever, and the loiva is not standing by the ocean throwing all of his assets in, but he only has so much assets. He owes $3 million. So the good Samaritan is going to run in and grab $1 million on behalf of his best friend. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, three people lent $1 million to this Meshugana, to the guy who borrowed all the money. And I want to grab on behalf of my friend. That he's misaper al riv lo, he's sticking his 2 cents in when he doesn't belong. So that's what the Bnei Shimon Silva says, that since he's doing an Aveira, we say, Ein Shalich L'Daver, the Shlichus is not Chal. That's the reason why you say, Hatovs V'Chol Mok Shachav L'Chem L'Ikona, because it's Ein Shalich L'Dvar Aveira. So the Ksois is not happy with that. The Ksois quotes the Bnei Shimon, he's not happy. He says, if Reuven Shimon Levi would be here in person, and one of them would grab, that's not called a Dvar Aveira. It's only a Dvar Aveira because this good Samaritan is sticking his nose in. He's Misabar Arib Lo Lo. The Loiva only has $1 million of assets, but he owes $3 million. So it's going to be a toss-up between Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Who's going to get the money? So if they all come to Bezin at the same time, the Bezin will divide it. Each one will get one-third of the assets. So my dear friend, Reuven, is going to lose out. He's only going to get one-third of the money that the Loiva owes him. So I want to stick my 2 cents in. I want to grab. So if Reuven would come in person, he would grab. He's not Misabra Riv Lo Lo. He's the Malveh, so he has a right to grab. But if the good Samaritan runs in, he wants to be Zerich on behalf of his dear friend, on behalf of Reuven, Saba Rib Lo Lo, that's a Dvar Aveira. So Ein Shalich and Dvar Aveira, so the whole Shlichus is bottled, and Tzchiyim Eitam Shlichus. So the Tzoy says he thinks that it's not correct. Ein Shalich and Dvar Aveira only applies in a case that if the Meshalech would do it, it would be an Aveira. Here, if the Meshalech, if the Malveh would come in person, he would grab it. There is no Aveira. It's only an Aveira because the good Samaritan is Misabar Riv Lo Lo. He's getting involved in an issue. He's deciding he wants the full $1 million. There's only $1 million asset, and he owes $1 million. The Loiva owes $1 million to each one of three different Malvim. So the good Samaritan runs in. He grabs all the money for his dear friend, for Reuven. So that's not right. What are you sticking your 2 cents in? But if Reuven would be here, he would grab. That wouldn't be an Aveira. So then it's only an Aveira because from the perspective of the Zeiche, it's an Aveira. But from the perspective of the one on whose behalf is being Zeiche, for him, it's not an Aveira. So that's not called Ein Shalech Dvar Aveira. That's what the Ksois Taina is. But a bigger Taina to reject this Pnei Yeshua would be the following. Let's say a Kohen is not permitted to marry a Grusha. So what if the Kohen sends a Shliach to be Mekadosh the Grusha on his behalf? So do you say, Ein Shalech L'Dvar Aveira? So in the first parak in Bav Metzia, Ramad Beis, around Yudam and Beis, there's a little Tosfos, not so big, just a long line of Tosfos, two-line Tosfos. So Tosfos has two opinions. What does it mean, Ein Shalech L'Dvar Aveira? So one pshat is that the Kiddushin is not Chal. The other pshat is, no, the Kiddushin is Chal. The Kohen is married to the Grusha, and he has to give her a get. And Shalech Dvar Aveira means that the Kohen who sent the Shliach to be Mekadosh the Grusha, the Kohen doesn't get Malkus. The Shliach doesn't get Malkus either. He's not a Kohen. And the Kohen doesn't get Malkus because the Aveira doesn't go back to him. When you Mekadosh a Grusha, Tosfos explained based on Gemara, there's an Aveira when you Mekadosh the Grusha, then there's Aveira every time you live with the Grusha. Abo ala Grusha. Kohen Abo ala Grusha is like it. But the Kohen of Mekadosh a Grusha is also an Aveira. So, Ein Shalich L'Dvar Aveira means that the whole Kiddushin is Batla Mevutal, the whole Shlich is Batla Mevutal, or it just means the Aveira doesn't go back. So that's two, that sounds like that's two opinions in terms of Pasha Pshat. Which do we assume? So that's a famous machloikis, the Nadi Behuda and his mechutin. Nadi Behuda, at the end of his life, was a rabbi in a big city in Prague. And he was a mechutin of Rabbi Zalman Hamburger, who was a rabbi in Hamburg. So the history books, they still don't understand what's going on over here. The Nadi Behuda had a niece who was married, whose husband decided he wants to get rid of her. And she didn't want to accept the get. So the husband didn't have the heart to give her a get in person. So he appointed a shliach to give the get to the wife in person. He knew the wife would resist, so he told the shliach, here's a get, my wife doesn't want it, so just put it in her pocket and say goodbye and good luck, your husband is now divorcing you, I'm the shliach. So the shliach gave the get bal korcha to the isha. And then the husband remarried. He married a young chick. He married a younger girl. He got rid of his wife. So the Nadi Yehuda wrote a tshuva. All the tshuvas have dates. Nadi Yehuda wrote a tshuva 10 years after the incident occurred. And he writes in the tshuva that the girl is still married to the husband, and he's still chayiv to support her, sheksus v'yayna, because ain't shalech l'dvar aver. And even though the whole aver to give a get bal korach is only mid the rabbanon, we usually assume, not like that tshuva saran, that it's a nisa derais, a nisa rabbanon. So he dug up a gemara in Bava Kama that if I send a shlech to dig a bore in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, ain't shalech l'dvar aveira. So you don't say that one who is mshaleach is chayiv aniske bor. The one who dug the bor, he's the balabor. Balabor yishalem, he has to pay. And then Rabbi Yehuda thinks that digging a bor Rishus HaRabim is only an aver derabon. So he has a whole pilpul. It is an aver deraisis and an aver derabon. So he thinks he has a raif in the Gemara in Bava Kama, in the middle of Bava Kama, in the Nunes, when you have all the sukkahs about Bor. So he thinks he has a raif in the Gemara, Ein Shalech and the Aver even applies where the Aver is only the Rabbanan. See, even though Get Bal Korch is only an Iser, Chayim the Rabbein Igershim, it's an Aver the Rabbanan. But still you say Ein Shalech and the Aver, so the whole Get was not Chal, and the husband is not allowed to marry the second wife, and he's still mechuyev to support the first wife. And he printed the tshuva and his Nadi Behuda. So the next tshuva is it my his mechutin that he's wrong. So they don't understand why the Nadi Behuda doesn't say who the girl was. It was his niece. And why did he write the tshuva 10 years after the incident occurred? Why didn't he write the tshuva right away? So the history books they write about, they're not sure what there's something missing here in the story. So his mechutin, Rabitzel Hamburger, wrote a tshuva to the Nadi Behuda, which the Nadi Behuda printed in a sefer where he disagrees with him. And he quotes the Tosis in Bob Metzia in the first paragraph. He said the Iker is like that opinion in Tosis, that Ein Shlech Ravera doesn't mean that the whole Shlech is his bottle of Mavutha. It means the Avera doesn't go back to the Mishalech, so the Mishalech won't get Malkus. But the Get is still Chal. The Get was Chal. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, made a comment on that, Nadi Behuda. He said, Al pi Yosher, the Nadi Behuda is right. We should. The Yosher dictates that he has no right to divorce his wife against her wishes and get rid of her and go marry a younger girl. But Al pi Halach, he thought that he was wrong. Even though Yosher dictates he shouldn't have the right to do that, but Al pi Halach, Rav Chaim thought that Rabbi Tzela Hamburger was right. That the other opinion in Tosfos, that Ein Shalach L'Aver just means the Aver doesn't go back, but the Get is still Chal. For many years in Eretz Yisrael, they have it's difficult to observe Shemitah. So when the first Chalutzim, so to speak, when the first group moved into Eretz Yisrael, the late 1800s, so the Rabbanim in Europe told them that when it comes Shnas HaShemitah, they should make a Het HaMechir. So the first Shemitah, they were asking all the big policy questions. They would correspond with the Rabbanim in Europe. But the daily shayos of Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha, they were asked about that. They didn't have 3 months to wait till the letters had to come back. They needed a psak today. They would ask the Badats in Yerushalayim. So the Badats told them, in another 2 years, they're going to be Shemitah. You better observe Shemitah. Don't look for any kulas. So they observed the Shemitah. They didn't know that the Rabbanim in Europe were corresponding to work out ahead to Mechir. So even when they sent them a letter that you can sell the farm to a guy, they said, we can't, because the Badats already told us we should observe Shemitah. So it was a disaster that year. Some of the children died, and some of the animals died. It was a big disaster. So the Badats told them in their next Shemitah, and they said, you better go for ahead to Mechir, because it'll be terrible, but we don't want to have anything to do with it. Go to the rabbi in Yafo. Rabbi in Yafo was a holy tzaddik, and he'll work out ahead to Mechira for you. So over the years, after Hakamas HaMedina, when they have the Het HaMechira, what they have is all the farmers sign a document. We hereby appoint Rabbi so-and-so from the Rabbanut as our shliach. He should sell our farm to a goy for the Shnas HaShemitah, so the laws of Shemitah won't apply. So the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that you're not allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael as a pasuk in Chumash, lo sechonim. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and the Av Chav has three levels of interpretation in the pasuk, and one interpretation, lo sechonim, lo sitan lem chanoye bekarka. You're not allowed to sell karka in Eretz Yisrael to a nochri, unless the nochri is a ger toshav. Ger toshav means im chayesha bikir becha. The Gatoshin was Mekabal al-Atzmo to observe the seven mitzvahs ben enoch, so then he's permitted to live in Eretz Yisrael. But any other nochri who is not mekabel seven mitzvahs says lo yeshu bi'artzecha pen yachdiru oischali. If he's a ger toshav, then it's okay. So we don't have his bunch in any other night. There's no dinah ger toshav. There's no ger toshav. So it's usur to sell karka and Eretz Yisrael to a nochri. So the Chazon Ish said, if the farmers would have sold the karka directly to the nochri on their own, then you would say the mechira is chal. It's what to discuss, whether the mechira removes the dinim of Shemitah. But they didn't sell the karka on their own. They appointed a rabbi from the Rabbanut, a specific rabbi as a shlich, to sell the karka on their behalf. So the Chazon Ish says, ein shalich ledvar aver, the whole sale doesn't take effect. And there is no het to mechira. Not there's no het to mechira. There's no mechira. The mechira didn't take effect because it's an aver. So Reb Chaim would not agree with that Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim held that the Iker is like the Nesivus wrote also, that you don't say Ein Shlech Dvar Aver over here. The Pnei Yeshua says Atov is Balchav Mokshon Shechav Lacherim. In principle, we should say Zochem Veodav Shlei Bifonu, even though he's Tovis. He's not worried about Shluchu Shal Balamon. That doesn't bother him. He says Mikaved Tov is Balchav is Zochem. You shouldn't apply Zochem because Ein Shlech Dvar Aver, because the Shlech is doing an Aver by taking sides between Reuven and Shimon Levi, the three people who lend money to this person, to the one Leiver, so that's not right. So that's why you say Ein Shlech Dvar Aver. That's why there's no Zochem. So Rab Chaim thought that it's incorrect. You don't say Ein Shlech Dvar Aver, that the whole shlichus is batlam avut. It means that the avera doesn't go back to the other person. But the shlichus is chal. That's a big shaila. How do you understand the shlichus of the avera? The Ksois doesn't say it. The Ksois has a different taina why he's not happy with the Pnei Yeshua. He says the shlichus of the avera is only if the mishaleach would have done it, it would be an avera. But here, if Reuven, Shimon, Levi, the three Malvim, one of them would do, one of them would grab it. He's not doing an Avera. He has a right to grab it, and he should get the full amount that the Levi owes him. It's only an Avera on his part because the Shaliach is doing it, because the Zeche, he's getting involved in an issue that's not his. He's not the Malvim, he's not the Levi. So what's he getting involved in? What's he taking stands over here? So that's what the Ksoistein is. If it's only an Avera, mitzad, the shaliach is not out there, mitzad, the one on whose behalf he's doing it. That's not called Ein Shlech Dvar Aver. But the bigger taina would be that Ein Shlech Dvar Aver, like Rab Chaim said, like Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburger said, Ein Shlech Dvar Aver, it doesn't mean the whole shlich is a batla mevutla. What it means is that the Aver doesn't go back to the Mishalech. Yeah. Where does the Pnei Yeshua say this? He has it on the discussion over here. The Tosfos Hatovis Bacham Mokan Shachav Lacherim. Loikona. Atavis Bachav sounds like he does on his own. What if he doesn't do on his own? What if the Malve appointed him as a shliach? There's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, each one lent $1 million to Yehuda. And then Yehuda lost a lot of his money. He only has $1 million of assets. He does not have $3 million. So they're not all going to collect the full amount. So if one of them would be here, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, one of them would be here, he'd be able to grab some of the assets of the loiva for Piro and Achayv, and he'll get the full amount. He'll grab and get the full amount. None of them is here. So someone wants to run in, a good Samaritan wants to run in and grab on behalf of one of them. So that's what the Gemara says, Tavis b'chavim v'shachav lachem loikona. That's not right. So Tosis raises the shaila, what if Reuven calls up on the telephone to the Good Samaritan, he says, I appoint you as a shliach to go grab on my behalf. Does he have the right to appoint him as a shliach? So Tosfos argues with Rashi. So he says, Tosfos is not only a Tosfos on his own. Afilo asoyu shliach. Ki nemuchach b'perak ha-koisev. What does it say there? Vam yemer b'choshu to'am alei l'shluchei. Yemi Bachoshim had lent money to somebody, and there were other Malvim. So Yemi Bachoshim appoints a shliach to go grab on his behalf. That's how Tosfos translates the words. Yemi Bachoshim Amalei L'Shluchei he appointed a shliach to grab on his behalf. So you see from the Gemara, that is still no good. And this is in disagreement with Rashi, the Lok, and Pirishat, Perakam, the Bab Metziah, Basoy Shalel, Koli Amakona. So Tay says Rashi is wrong, Dein Chilik. Why is Ein Chilik? The Afila Loasoy Shaliah, Shlucha Hoy, the Schi, Mitam Shluch, Perakam, the Bab Metziah, the Afiyut. Schi is Mitam Shlichas. And so it's considered as if he is a Shlich, and still the Torah says that it's, the Loch says it's not good. You don't say Zoch and Lechav Lachrini. So even if he appointed him a Shliach, you also shouldn't say. That's what, yeah. Yeah. Rashi says if you appoint him a Shliach, it would be good. The Gemara says not so. Yemer Bachoshu, Om Alei L'Shluchei. So the Rishonim say, Rashi understood, not Om Alei L'Shluchei, he appointed a Shliach to be Taifes, Karka from the Loiva. No, Om Alei L'Shluchei means, whenever he needed a lawyer to argue out the case for him, whenever he needed a shliach, so he always would send this person. So on this occasion, he mentioned to this friend of his, who always would function, when he wants to sell real estate, he wants to buy, he wants to sell, he always used this person as a shliach, because the other fellow understood real estate well, he understood business well. Yemi Bachosha didn't understand, so he had a set guy, he always has a shliach. But not that he appointed him today as a shliach. Rashi says, if Yemer Bachosha would have appointed him today as a shliach, then the shlichas would be chal. You only don't say zochin chav lachrini. Zochin chav lachrini is not called zochin. If someone's going to lose that, it's not called zoch. Even though it's a shchia for one, but it's a chav for the other, that's not called zoch. But if one of them made him as a shliach, Rashi holds that it would be good. Aydik Mora says, Omala the Shluchay. So Rashi understood it. Not that he appointed him as a Shliach today. This was always a Shliach for years. This guy, he's his lawyer all the time. He's his agent. He's his real estate agent to buy, to sell, to invest on his behalf. So he mentioned to him that he has a problem. Then the agent did on his own. Not that Yemer Bachosha appointed him as a, that's what the Rishonim say. Rashi didn't translate the words of Omala the Shluchay. Doesn't mean that he appointed him today as a shliach. He appointed him today, would have been good. That's what Rashi says. And Tosafot disagrees, and they say, no, even if you appointed him as a shliach, why? How about if you appointed a shliach, what's wrong? So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, on Ksubas, on Adav, on Yemei Bachosha, on Adav Peidam. And Pnei Yeshua says, because ain't shliach ledvar avera. Ain't shliach ledvar avera. That's what the Ksois disagrees with that Pnei Yeshua. For his reason. And then there's room to disagree for the other reason. That Ein Shlech V'Avera does mean that the whole Shlich is a bottle of Mavuchl. It means Avera doesn't go back to the other person. Shai. So that's the discussion in the Gemara. Do you say, there is a Din Zochen Al Shlech V'Fana, but Zochen Chav Lachrini. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. What do you do with the Mishnah? It says any ochal achzabai. Gemara says no. Time Mishnah seino. Answer is ten kischi. He's not toifis. The balamomen appointed him. He told him to be zech on behalf of the other person. That's considered as if the balamomen was memanahim as a shliach. Shluchu shal balamomen. That's the Gemara. So what's taka this din? That's taka da aloche. You don't say Zochan Lachrini Shalifonim whenever it's Chav Lachrini. So the Gemara suggests, maybe it's one of the Amaram says, Amar Avchizda. Where is it? Six lines from the bottom. Amar Avchizda. Tavis Bacham Lachrim Shachav Lachrim. It's a Machlokes Hatanoim in the Mishnah. Mishnah and Peya. What does it say in Peya? Whenever a farmer is harvesting all the stuff on the field, so he has a din, L'sachala Pasot Chabiku Tzrecho. You have to leave a little bit for payah. So let's say the farmer leaves a little bit for payah. So aniyim are supposed to take it, and osher is not supposed to take it. What's the din? An osher comes by, and there are 1,000 aniyim in any given area, and there it's 1,000 aniyim. So a good Samaritan comes by, he's wealthy, and he grabs on behalf of his favorite ani. So he grabs on behalf of one particular ani. So is that legitimate or not? So the Rav Chizda says he thinks that's Tovus B'chol Makom Shachav L'Acher. That's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah. Mishalikat is hapeya, a wealthy man takes peya, and he says, I'm taking it on behalf of Pliny. The Omar, harezul the Pliny oni, Ablezer, I'm a zachala. Ablezer holds that you say zachala on Mishlevifano, even though you're causing the other aneim to lose, they won't be able to grab it now. Because this wealthy man grabbed it on behalf of one particular aneim. We don't paskin like Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer ben Hurkin is. Usually we don't paskin like Rav Lezer. Whenever he disagrees, Rav Lezer, the Gemara says, Rav Lezer shamutehu. Rav Lezer was from the Beis Shammai. That's why he was a bigger genius than the other. The Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, Beis Shammai v'charedi tvei. They were sharper than the Beis Hillel. But the geniuses are a very small group of people, so they're the miut. Whenever you have a Shailan Alochi, you pass can like the consensus, you follow the majority. Even though there's room to argue the point that the minority is probably going to be Mechadadi Tvei, because the geniuses are a smaller percentage of the population. The Gemara said that's what it was by Bisham and Basila. Basila were not dopies, but they weren't geniuses. The Bisham was a small group of people, they were super geniuses. So in addition to all of the other Machlekes and that they had, Bisham and Basila, they had another machlekes. When it says in the Chumash, Acharam Lahatas, so Basila said, it goes in all cases, Bisham said, no, you only say Acharam Lahatas if all of the disputants are on the same level of brilliance. But if the minority is more brilliant than the majority, then you don't apply Acharam Lahatas. So Basila said it's wrong. That's the Gemara in Yibam, it's the end of the first pair. That you apply Acharam Lahatas when the miut is mechara ditrei. So if the miut, let's say, is on a different level completely, Rabbi Soloveitchik gave a motion. He said, if the whole rabbinical council of America would say one way, my grandfather Rabbi Chaim would say the other way, I'll pass on like Rabbi Chaim. He won't listen to the whole RCA. It's a different level of learning. But let's say, Bishamai were mechara ditrei, they were sharper. But you don't say it's a different league. It's not totally a different league. It belonged in the same league, but they were sharper. So in addition to all the other machlekes, and that was another machlekes, do you follow rabbim? You say aloha ki rabbim, when the miut is mechara ditrei. So the Gemara said, also b'shami kidereim. And all the disputes that b'shami had with Beis Hillel, they never gave in to the Beis Hillel, because they held acharam lahatas doesn't apply when the miut is mechara ditrei. And we pass on like Basila, that is not so. Only if the miut is in a different league. But if not a different league, they're just sharper and brighter, then you still apply Charam Lahatas. So that was Rav Lezer. So usually we don't pass on like Rav Lezer. The Gemara in the first parak in Nida says, it's very rare that we pass on like Rav Lezer, because Rav Lezer Shamutehu, he was from the Beis Shammai. Rashi interprets in a few places the Gemara, Rav Lezer Shamutehu, that they put him in Shamto. The Gemara in Bab Metzia says that he used to always disagree with the other Tanoim, so they couldn't take it anymore. He would always paskan against them. He said, you don't have the right to disagree with me. I have old traditions. He used to tell them, Al tachusha leminyanechem, you can't outvote me, because I have older traditions and I'm sharper than you. So they couldn't deal with him. So they had no bearer, so they had to put him in chayim. So the Gemara tells the story that Rav Lezer's wife was the sister of the chief rabbi who put him a cherem. And she was afraid that her husband, so they put him a cherem, he couldn't go to shul, he couldn't go to yeshiva. So he had a daven home all the time. So his wife was only afraid that he's going to pray that God should punish his enemies, God should kill her brother, who was the chief rabbi who put him a cherem. So she was afraid that he's going to daven that her brother should die. So every single day, she was a good wife, every single day she would come and be mafsik, her husband, in between Shmona Esrei and Tachnun. If you say Tachnun right after Shmona Esrei without being mafsik, without any hafsaka, then your tefillas are stronger. And every single day she would engage her husband in conversation, so his prayers would not be so strong. And one day she thought that it was Rosh Chodesh. They didn't have calendars then, they didn't know in advance. We know in advance, 2,000 years in advance, when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Because we have the Kviyas HaLuach. But in those days, till the days of Abayt Barabbat, the HaKivish HaChodesh HaPi HaRiyah. So she thought that that day was Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Tachnun. And it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, and her husband did say Tachnun. So that day her brother died. That's what the Gemara tells. So the moral of the story is that you don't say Tachnan on Rosh Chodesh. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Moral of the story is that you should say Tachnan without being mafsik. And the moral of the story is, if you want enemies to drop dead, say Tachnan without being mafsik. That's what we learned from that Gemara. So it's very rare that we pass on like Rav Blazer. So Rashi writes in a few places, we don't pass like Rav Blazer. The Gemara says, because Rav Blazer is Shamute. So Tosfos shows from the Shamute. Rav Blazer Shamute means that he was from the Beis Shammai. And the Beis Shammai were outvoted by the Beis Hillel. And Rashi writes in a couple of places, Rav Blazer Shamute, they put him in Shamta. They put him in Cheret. So we don't accept his opinion, that's why. But Rashi in other places writes like the Yerushalmi says, Rav Blazer was Shamute, he was from the Beis Shammai. That's why we don't follow his opinion. That's a question, did they really put him in Cheret? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the end of Perek Arbamises, that when he died, so the din is Mishamez Benidui, Besen Sokolim Misarono, and the family doesn't observe Avelis. So after he passed away, then they said, Hutra Neder, Hutra Neder. That they're Mata the Nidui, and they don't have to be Sokolim Misarono, they don't have to put a slab of stone on his Zoran, and the family should observe Avelis. So why did they say Hutar HaNeder? They should have said Hutar HaNidui, Hutar HaShamta. So one of the Gedolim from 150 years ago writes, they never put him in Shamta. They took HaNeder to act as if they put him in Shamta. That's why they said Hutar HaNeder. The Neder is of the Mata, the Neder. But how can they put Rav Blazer in Shamta? He was the God Ladon. There's a lot missing in the story, we don't know. The Yerushalmi says the reason why we call him Rav Blazer HaGadol is because he was so humble. The Gemara has a comment, so the reason why we refer to Rav Blazer is Rav Blazer HaGadol, Rav Blazer Ben Hurkens, Rav Blazer HaGadol, because he was so humble. When we read the Gemara, it doesn't sound like he was so humble. He always said, he moves the other guys down. You can't outvote me. You don't know what you're talking about. They're always screaming at them. And they had to put him in Cherem because he was paskening his shittas. And they said, you have no right to pasken for the public your shittas. So it's something missing in the story, a lot missing in the Gemara. We don't fully know. Anyway, so it's a machlokes satanai. So Blaise's opinion is, Zochalo, that you say the good Samaritan, the wealthy, the Hoshir, has no right to take pay for himself, but he's zeicha to pay on behalf of his favorite oni. There were 100 aniyim in the neighborhood. See, he's taking the pay of zeicha l'adam shalifonim on behalf of one particular oni. So Blazer said that it's chal. Even though it's chal v'achrini, the other 99 aniyim are losing out. So zeichen applies even though it's chal v'achrini. We don't pass on like our Blazer. Blazer shamutehu. Itinen aloni anim tzarishayim. The zechia that he did on behalf of oni plaini, on behalf of a particular oni, is not valid, and whichever oni happens to come along first, you have to tell him this is pay, and if you want, you can take it. So Rav Chisda said that's exactly the machlokes. Rav Blazer and Chachamim. Rav Blazer holds zochin applies even chav lachrini, and we pass on like the Chachamim that it does not apply. So then the Gemara says there's room to dinsach with what Rav Chisda said. It's not necessarily correct. That's the machlokes. Amar Amen, Rabbi Tamer Apope. The Gemara was written down generations later, in the days of the Goyim, so they had two traditions who said it. Either Amen said it or Apope said it, they weren't sure. But one of the earlier Amarim said that the Gemara was the Talmud Bavli, it was written down in the days of the Goyim. So a lot of things they're not sure whether he said it or he said it. So they said one of the Amarim said one can argue with Rav Chisda. Not necessarily so that Toli Zebizet, this machlokes. Dilma Lohi, maybe the machlokes is not Toli Zebizet. Maybe Ad Kanda Kamer Rav Blazer Hasam Elo. Maybe Rav Blazer holds in principle you don't say Zochen when it's Chav Lachrini. But who is the Chav Lachrini to? Chav Lachrini, there are 100 Anim in the neighborhood, and I was Zochen for one particular one. So Mafsa, the other 99. So maybe Rav Blazer holds that's not called Chav Lachrini. If it would be a different case, but it would really be Chav Lachrini, maybe Rav Blazer would agree. You don't say Zochem and it's Chav Lachrini. But this is not considered Chav Lachrini because theoretically he could have been mafsid the other 99 people anyway without using Zochem. Why? This wealthy man, who was a good friend of one of the 100 anim in the neighborhood, if he wanted to, he could have been mafka all of his assets. He would be an ani. He would be an ani. He would have the right. He would have the right to take the pay for himself. He would take the pay for himself. You can't say it's mapsid lachrini. You have the right to take pay because there are another 100 anim. If you're mafka your property, now there are 101 anim. All along there were 100 anim. He's mafka all of his property. He makes himself 101 anim. And then he's going to grab, if he would grab for himself, he has a right to. That's not Zochen. He's taking, Zochen means you're a good Samaritan, you're doing it on behalf of someone else. He was grabbing for himself. So since Migi, the boy of Machsun, and Nichsev, Havlani, Bechazilei, Migi, the Zochen, the Napshe, Zochen, Eile, Chavri. Since if he wanted to be Mafkir, if he wanted to grab for himself, he would be able to, there wouldn't be any problem. So therefore, if he's Zoche on behalf of one of the 100 Anim, he's not Mafkir his property. He's going to be zechem here for one of the aniim, since it was biyodo anyway to be mafsid the other 100 aniim by making himself an ani by me mafke his property. So that's not called chav lachmini. So that's what they suggested. Maybe Rab Lezer would agree that zochen hechad chav lachmini does not apply. But this case, even though it's chav lachmini, it doesn't bother me because it was biyodo. He could have brought that about in a different fashion. So you can't really tell the Rab Lezer holds it as good. And also there's room to argue in the other direction, perhaps. Maybe we paskan like the Chacham, Yochev, Rab Malacha, Kirab, Rab Lezer, Shamute, we don't paskan like Rab Lezer. Maybe, so Pasha Pshat and Chachamim is that they say that the Zochen, Hechad, Chav Lachmini is no good. So Gemara suggests maybe it's not true. Maybe the Chacham would agree Zochen applies even Chav Lachmini. Tosis writes right away, it's wrong. We don't accept it. The correct psak is you don't say zochem and it's chav lachmini. The little tosis on you based on an aleph dilma loihi dichuy bialmo. It's not correct this line. The first one maybe is correct, and maybe even Rab Lezer Hagadol would agree. In a case where it's really chav lachmini, maybe he would agree. And maybe over here it's not called chav lachmini because of the migu. Migu the boy mafan the nichsei behavaliyani. Since he could have been mafsid the 100 aniim anyway. So that part maybe is true, but the second part that they said, maybe the Chachamim hold in general, Zochen even Chav Lachmini, but it's an exception to the rule of being because of Xeris HaKosov, that Tosh says that part we don't accept. Tichui bi'almu hudar apapi islay b'feirish. He says, Tosh Zochamu shal chalachayim like Konoh. This is Rapapa speaking. Either Amema became Rapapa, either Rapapa or Amema, one of the two said. So he suggested it as a possibility, but he really holds that it's not correct. That we hold the klal that we said before. Zochen doesn't apply whenever it's going to be Chav Lachmini. Maybe Rab Lezer also agrees. But to reject it, to say maybe the Chachamim hold that you do say Zochen, even Chav Lachmini, it's only exception to the rule by Peya, that he says we don't really accept that. That was such a suggestion, but it's not correct. So that's where the Gemara continues here on the fourth line from the top. The Atkan, perhaps, Atkan Kami Rabbon Hassam, the Chum say, Loi Zacha, Yitinen Loni, Hanim Sarisha, maybe it's only there by Peah, because you have a Pasuk, Loi Zalakir Laoni. That's not the way the Pasuk is punctuated. The Pasuk, how does the Pasuk read? Here they have it on the side. So there's a semicolon here. Semicolon, like a pasuk, an end of a pasuk, but it's all one pasuk. We'll put a semicolon. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. In addition to the pshuta, that you read it as a run-on sentence. You're not allowed to pick it up on behalf of a particular ani. From 100 anim in the neighborhood, you're friendly with one of them, and you want to be zoche, you want to say zochen, and they have your favorite friend, there's a pasuk that says you have no right to do that. You're not allowed to do that. But in other areas where there's no pasuk, maybe the chachamim would agree that you say Zochen even though it is Chav Lachmini. Here's the exception to the rule. Only by Peah you don't say. That's how the Gemara suggests. Bat Khan, again, the fourth line from the top of Yud Beis Amunah. Bat Khan, Kam Rabban Hasim Adar Chsiv Laked La'ani. That's an addition. That's not Pshut Roshan Mikra at all. The Pshut Roshan Mikra, you have a semicolon after the words Loisa Laked. La'ani V'laged Tanzavaisam. Loisa Laked La'ani Aval Hocha. But in any other case, here is Zoich on behalf of the three Malvim, picking on behalf of one Malvim. Maybe everybody, even the Chachamim, would agree that you say Zochen even if it is Chai Lachmini. Then the Gemara says, Rav Leza Hai Lo Salake, my Ovid Lei. What does he do with that Posik? Lo Salake. The Chachamim claim that there's an additional level of interpretation. Lo Salake Tloni. You're not allowed to grab on behalf of an Oni. Rav Leza says it's not true. You are allowed to grab on behalf of the Oni, and he's in the Oni is Zeichem. So what does he do with this pasuk losa lakan lani? Gemara says no. Torah Shabbat Peh reads an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk lahazar ani al shalo. If a poor man, who's called an ani, who's called an ashir? If the person has a steady income, the guy has a job and a steady income, and he always makes ends meet. He has no money in the savings account at all, but he has a steady income every week. He gets a paycheck kavua, and it covers all the expenses. Has no savings. So that's called an Ashir. Or he doesn't have a steady income. He doesn't have a steady income. But he has Masayim Zuz in the bank. How much is Masayim Zuz? There are 4 Zuz in a shekel. So it's 50 shkol. Not so much. Not so much. In the days of the Tanoim, Masayim Zuz, 50 shekel was enough to live on for 1 year. Today it's not enough to live on for 1 week. It's very, very little. Very little. How much is Masayim Zuz? There are 4 Zuzim in a shekel. So it's 50 shkolim. How much is Pidyon HaBen? It's 5 shkolim. How much is Pidyon HaBen? These days it's less than $100. A little less than $100. So 50 shkolim is 10 times Pidyon HaBen. So let's say Pidyon HaBen is a little less than $100. So 10 times, let's say, $80, let's say. $85. So 10 times Pidyon HaBen is $850. $850 is enough to live on for a whole year. But that's in the days of the Tanoim. Masayim Zuz, which is 50 shkolim, was enough to live on for 1 year. So that's what the Tanoim said. If the person has money in his savings account or in his mattress, wherever he keeps his money, if the person has a savings of Masayim Zuz, even though he doesn't have a steady income, he's an usher and he has no right to take Leket Shikhapeya and all the Matan Sanim. So the Gemara says, what happens if he owns a farm and the farm is not worth Masayim Zuz? He owns a farm and he has to be Mafrish Peya. Can he take the Peya for himself? Let's say a Kohen owns a farm. If a Kohen owns a farm, is Mafrish Truma, he doesn't have to give the Truma away to a different Kohen. He has a right to keep it. He has to be Mafrish Truma, not a Mafrish Truma, everything will be Tevil. Let's say a Levi owns a farm. He does not Mechuyev. He has to give away the Truma to a Kohen. He doesn't have to give away the Maiserishan to a different Levi. He has the right to keep the Maiserishan on his own. So let's say it's the 3rd year or the 6th year of the Shemitah cycle. Instead of Maiser Sheni, he Mafrish Maiser Oni. And the owner of the farm is an Oni. Is he allowed to keep the Maisa Oni for himself? So the Gemara says, no, the owner of the farm, Lahazar Oni Al Shalo, the owner of the farm is an Oni, and he has to be Mafrish Peya. He has to be Mafrish Maisa Oni. You have to give it to a different Oni. Even though the Kohen can keep the Truma for himself, and the Levi can give the Maisa, keep the Maisa Rishon for himself, but the Oni has no right to keep the Maisa Oni for himself, or the Leket Shikhapeh for himself. He has to let other Aniyim take it. So that Pasuk, Lo Salaket Lani, that sounds like it's adding on, Torah Shabbat Peh is adding on another din. It's not like the Chachamim understood it, that a good Samaritan is not allowed to be Zoch on behalf of an Ani. No, the wealthy man is permitted to be Zoch on behalf of someone else. Lasadlaket la'ani means even if you, the owner of the farm, is an ani, he has to give away the matan sanim to some other ani. He's not allowed to take it back for himself. Yeah. Let's say a couple has a firstborn baby boy, and you need Pidyon HaBen. What do you do, Pidyon HaBen? You give 5 shkalim to the kohen. So let's say the father of the baby is a kohen. Father baby's a kohen, so the baby's a kohen. Usually, normally, baby's a kohen. So if the baby's a kohen or a levi, then you don't have to give Pidyon HaBen. The Chumash says, why do you have to give Pidyon HaBen? HaKadosh Baruch made a miracle, Makas Bechoris, and the Jewish Bechorim survived. So they took the Levim, Tachas Kol Bechor B'Mnei Yisrael. So if the person who is a Bechor is a Kohen or a Levi, so he's doing Avodas Hashem. He's singled out to do Avodas Hashem instead of the Bechorim. So he doesn't need Pidyon HaBen. What if the father of the baby is a kohen and married a grusha? So the baby is not going to, the baby is going to be a cholol. Cholol means empty. Cholol means empty space, empty vacuum. Cholol. A cholol is permitted to marry a grusha. A cholol is allowed to be metamela mason. Cholol is allowed to. Cholol can't eat truma. It can't be maka. Cholol means empty, mamish. So if the father is a kohen and the mother is a grusha and the firstborn baby is a cholol, so the Gemara says he's not potter from Pidyon HaBen. He's chayv in Pidyon HaBen. But if the father is alive when it comes to Yom Lamed Aleph, he can't do Pidyon HaBen until the 30 days are up. After the baby is a month old, after the 30 days are up, on the Yom Lamed Aleph, on the 31st day, the father can do Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara says in Chorus, at Din Shulchan Aruch, the father's a kohen, the mother's a grusha, the baby's a cholol, so it needs Pidyon HaBen. But if the father is still alive on the Yom Lamed Aleph, so it's considered as if he gives himself the Pidyon HaBen money. But if the father died before the Yom Lamed Aleph, he can't say that, he can't do Pidyon HaBen before the Yom Lamed Aleph. So he can't say he's yotze by keeping it. He has the money and he's yotze by keeping it himself. So then the Gemara said the kid has to make his own Pidyon HaBen. The kid has to pay. It's a machlekes. Does the kid have to make Pidyon HaBen? When the father didn't do Pidyon HaBen on the baby, for some, let's say the family is not observant, and they never heard of the mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. And the guy finds out at the age of 95 that when he was born, he was a bchor, and the parents never did a Pidyon HaBen on him. So then he's mechuyev to do his own Pidyon HaBen. So let's say if the father never did Pidyon HaBen, and the kid is going to do his own, Every year or so, there's a student in yeshiva who finds out that he's a poor and his parents never did Pidyon HaBen. He does Pidyon HaBen with a bracha. He does his own Pidyon HaBen every year. There's always someone who does a Pidyon HaBen on himself. Usually JSS, where the parents are not so observant. So that's a shayla in the Gemara. The obligation of the son to do Pidyon is the main obligation on the father. The father has a din to do Pidyon HaBen. If the father didn't do it, then the son takes over the obligation. But here, the father, if the father would have survived, father died before the 31st day, if the father would have been alive, he wouldn't have to give. So then the son doesn't have to take over any obligation. The ikar obligation is chal on the father. The father's not alive. So the son doesn't take over anything because the father would be alive. Wouldn't be mechuyev. Or they say, no, it's fakert. The ikar obligation, Pidyon HaBen, is on the son. And when the baby's an infant, then the father is a mitzvah on behalf of the son. Not that this. The ikar obligation is on the father, and the son takes over. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. I think we assume that son is mechuyev to do Pidyon HaBen. When it comes Yom Lamed Aleph, I think we assume he is mechuyev. You've got to look in Shulchan Aruch. Machlokes in the Gemara. Whether the son is mechuyev to do Pidyon HaBen. In such a case. Fine. So that's the story the Mishnah has. What's the moral of the story here? There's a din zachen adam shlei befanav, and by get isha it's a chayv. It can't be zachen to get isha on behalf of the isha. What about the shtar shich or Rabbi Kanaini on behalf of the Rabbi Kanaini? So that's machlek zaber nachacham. So the chacham say it's a schus. It's a, to be free, not to be an eved, is absolutely a schus. It has a downside. Everything has pluses and minuses. It has a downside. But the milas are much outweigh, the schus outweighs the chayva, so you say zachnam shalifan. And then if the eved is not happy, the eved feels that the downside outweighs the schus. Let him say, I don't want it. Let it be mach, and say, no, thank you, I don't want to go to Cheres. And we had, that's what the Rambam and the Rif write like that, and that's what the Tosis writes, Befevish, like that, on the previous daf. Where was it? Beshlichas Bal Korcha. Tosis says a double posha like that. If you were Zechash, Toshicham, you have the other Knaini. Says, Leiman, he doesn't want. So he's not Zechah Bal Korcha. Doesn't want. Then the Rajbo said, Luli, the Mistafin, if you weren't afraid to disagree with the Rif and the Rambam, did disagree with Tosis, he doesn't have to be afraid. But, because Ashkenaz. But disagree with the Rif and the Rambam says, if you weren't afraid, he would have suggested a possibility. And the Mechaber quotes it, the Hilchas, they have a section in Yerideya, Chela Gimel, Hilchas Eved Knaini, Hilchas Shichur Eved Knaini, throughout all the generations, these that Eved Knaini, Eved Ivi and the Noig, Zan Sheinah Yevel Noig, so they don't have anything in Shulchan Aruch about Hilchas Eved Ivi. We don't have any Eved Ivi today, because we don't have the Oivel is not Noig. The Oivel is only Noig, Vizman Shekol Yoshveho Aleho. We don't have Kol Yoshveho Aleho. But Eved Knaini you can have. Eved Knaini you can have. So the Mechaber quotes this Rajbo's opinion. Rajbo had a suggestion that if you were Zoicha to get Shichra on behalf of the Eved, even if he's Mecha later on, maybe he can't undo the Shchia because maybe it's called the Schus Gomer. It's questionable. How can it be a Schus Gomer if Rameh thinks that it's not a Schus? We hold that it is a Schus, it's a Schus Gomer. No, it's a questionable Rajbo. He writes, Luli de Mistafin. It doesn't disagree. So if he weren't afraid, he would have raised an objection. But he is afraid. Okay, so then the Mishnah quotes the dispute that Rav Meir Nachum had. Is it a schus? Is it not a schus? Omer lahem, the last three lines of the Mishnah. So Rav Meir tells the Chachamim, how can you say that it's a schus, but it has a downside? Hare poisel is abdim and atrum shem she poisel is ishtoi. If the wife is married to a kohen, she could eat truma, now she can't eat truma if he divorces her. If the Eved belonged to a kohen, that's a pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk in the middle of Vayikra, when it says, komik, how does it say? Kinya kaspa, heim yochlu belachmai. Chalevedish miknas kaspa, heim yochlu belachmai. If you have an Eved kanai, you have an Eved if he belongs to a kohen. So the Gemara says he has no right to eat truma. Eved Ivi is not allowed to eat truma, but Eved Knaini Shel Kohen is zechel b'truma. Behemes Kohen is ocheles b'truma. So the Chachamim Amru Lo. So Rav Meir said it has a downside. We're not so convinced from the perspective of the present whether it's a schus or a chayva. Maybe the Eved will not be happy about the fact that we be zechel freedom for him. Maybe he would prefer to remain an Eved Knaini. Because he has the ability, if he's an Eved Knaini Shel Kohen, he has the ability to teach him, and now you make an impasse. Omer lo, he said, a Chacham disagreed with Rav Meir, that doesn't come. Neshu kinyonai. What's the argument? The reason why the Eved Knaini Shel Kohen is allowed to teach him is because Kohen ki nefesh kinyan kaspo. Kinyan kaspo goes on behemoth's Kohen, ocheles b'truma, and goes on an Eved Knaini Shel Kohen is kinyan kaspo. So since the Kohen has the right to sell Eved Knaini to Israel. Once he sells Eved Knaini to Israel, then he's no longer permitted to eat truma. So that chayva, that's not called a chayva. That's not considered a chayva because he could have sold Eved Knaini to a non-Kohen. Now the jig would be up. The Eved Knaini wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. So what's that machlokes over here? The Chachamim argued with Rav Meir. That's not considered a chayva that you poisel as avdim in a truma, because I could have been pasled him from truma by selling him to Israel. That's what the Gemara says. What's that child? So here there's a famous Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. I don't know Arabic, so I rely on the Hebrew translation here. Maybe someone knows Arabic, you should look up in the original Hebrew they have in the library. You should look up in the Rambam. What does it really say there? See, they have the translation says that the Chachamim argue with Rav Meir. The Shaila is the following. Let's say the Rambam writes in the last page in Hilchas Trumas that when a Kohen is about to eat Truma, let's say he's drinking wine of Truma, so he says, Bar Piagof, and he's going to eat some cookies. So he says, Bar Minim Zainas, so he's going to eat some bread. So he washes his Salamotzilach Maratz. Then after he says the Birchas Hanen, and he says the Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekirishanu, Bikdashosu Shal Aharam Mitzivano, Lechel Esat Trum, Al Achilas Trum, I forgot about it. The Rambam only writes it by Chalas Chutzlords. Even if the Kohen is eating Chalas Chutzlords, also, he says the Birchas Hanenen, Hamoitzi, or Bar Minim Zaynes, then he says, Shekirishanu, Bikdashosu Shal Aharam. A regular Jew says Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah yisav b'tzibanu, whatever mitzvah he does. Kohanim who do mitzvahs that he, and the Kohen likes tefillin, doesn't say Kedushanu b'mitzvah shal Aaron, you don't have to be a Kohen to like tefillin to put on tzitzis. But when he does the mitzvahs that are unique to Kohanim, like duchening, or like achilas truma, like akrobas karbonis, when you do kabbalah, halacha, zika, and so on, so then you say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah shal Aaron b'tzibanu, Al achilas truma, even if it's truma's chutzlords. That's what the Rambam writes. So there's a mitzvah for a kohen to eat truma. What about behemoth kohen? Behemoth kohen eats truma. Pashat pshat, that's a heter. That's not a mitzvah. If you take the same truma, you give it to the kohen to eat, he'll say a mitzvah. He'll say a brocha on it. If it's machal adam, he'll say a brocha on it. And if you feed it to the behemoth, that's a heter. The shot is, what if you feed it to Ashes kohen? Or what if you feed it to an Ebik Nainashal coin? All three are learned out from the same pasuk. Coin, king, and nefesh, kinyan kaspa. Kinyan kaspa goes on behemoth coin, ochelus betruma, ashes coin. The Gemara says ashes coin, it only says kinyan kaspa, only if it's mekadesh bekesef. We are all mekadesh bekesef, we're mekadesh by the ring. Shavakesef, dinik, and kesef, so their wives are kinyan kaspa. What if he married the girl, like they star, like they kedushet bia? So the Gemara says, the Rishonim say, also, Achelus Betruma. Where do you see it in the Pasuk? Is a discussion in the Rishayim. Pasuk only says, Koink and Nabish Kenya Kaspai. So, Kiddush Kesev is for sure included. Or if you buy an Abiknaini, that's so all three are Kenya Kaspa. But Behemoth coin eats Truma, Pasha Pshat, that's only a heter. That's not a mitzvah. What about Ashes coin? Ashes coin, Achelus Betruma, and the Abiknaini shall coin. Abiknaini is Chayim Mitzvah's Kenisha. So does he say Brocha Asher Kedushanu b'Kedushosu Shal Aharon? David Kenaini. Eishes Kohen maybe does. Ishta Kegufay. Eishes Kohen Achelus Betruma. Maybe it's a mitzvah that Eishes Kohen should eat. Maybe it's also, it's together in the same pasuk with the behemah. The wife is like a behemah. So the pasuk says, maybe it's only a hetah. Maybe it's not a mitzvah. Maybe there's a difference between Erisin and Nisuin. Maybe Erisin is a heter, but Nisuin is Ishta Kegufa. The din of Ishta Kegufa only sets in after Nisuin. Let's say, not only am I posuleitis to say that my wife didn't have Eris, she's Chaybisa, Malkas, whatever, I'm posuleitis to say about my wife's brother. Because since Ishta Kegufa, so her brother is also a Rishon Berishon. Rishon Berishon. So the Gemara said that you say Ishta Kegufa, that I'm posel aedis to my wife's krovim, that's only after nisuin. During erisin, you're posel aedis to your wife. You're related to your wife, but you don't yet begin to say ishta kegufoi in erisin. Don't you say it in nisuin. So maybe there's a difference here. Maybe by truma, if an ashes coin, arusa, ochelis betruma, menatoira, arusa, ochelis betruma. That's gemaris. Gemaris in kiddushin, main gemaris are in ksubas. Arusa achelus b'truma menatoira. The rabban, she's not allowed to eat truma for various reasons. So there's a possibility to say that eishes koyin achelus b'truma during erisin. Maybe that's only a heter. Maybe it's like behemoth koyin, and the wife will not say a brocha shekedushanu b'kedushosu shal Aharon. But maybe during after nisuin, maybe then since the din of ishta kegufa sets in, maybe then she does say a brocha. Maybe then it's a mitzvah. That's what to think about. That's what the recent Svarim write about this, based on this Pirush HaMishnah, is that he says that whatever coin is a Eichel de Truma, that's only a heter. It's not a mitzvah. So the Eved, so since the coin had the right to sell the Eved to Israel, then the jig would be up. He's not an Eved coin anymore. So therefore, even if you give him a Shtar Shichur, Zochen, that's not called a Choyv. Because I could have done that chayva by selling him to Yisrael, but then he wouldn't be able to eat any truma. But the shaila is, maybe it's not called a chayva because Ebed Koyin is only Eichel the truma is a heter, but maybe Eshes Koyin, maybe it's a mitzvah. So maybe if Eshes Koyin is a mitzvah to eat, maybe that's why it's a chayva. It could be a tzachayva by the isha because you're not going to be supported by the husband anymore. She exes v'ein if you're going to lose. You don't need such explanations, but that's a question. Eish is koin nesua achelas betruma. Maybe that's a mitzvah. Maybe it's not just a matter. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about that a little further. There are gemaras about that. There are a couple of gemaras about that. Okay, and then try to go to the next gemara, to the next mishnah, to Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Not so hard. Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
This Thursday I'm going to be out of town. I won't be here. It's Sunday I won't be here. So you have a little vacation from me. Okay.
Sure, about the Tosis and Chulin. Tosis and Chulin just quotes the Gemara in Yerushalmi, which seems to say the favors that the woman should be able to do right. Tosis and Chulin.
You like noodles?